This is the Aftermarket Radio Network. Hey, did you know that our content library has the most wide-ranging information of audio and video to help you set direction and goals for you and your business? Well, it's true. You're listening to Remarkable Results Radio, and I'm your host, Carm Capriotto, the pioneer of automotive aftermarket podcasts. It's always a pleasure to sit down with the Shop Marketing Pros team. We recorded this at the 2021 ASTE conference. Now, marketing, you know, is constantly evolving, and as a business owner, it's easy to push to the back burner. So do you know when is the best time to be marketing? My panel explains the great mystery of life about marketing. Hey, thanks to our partner Napa for sponsoring this episode. You know, together we can fix the technician shortage by investing now in an apprentice program. Let Napa help you. Start now. Grow your own. Build your bench. You know, our future technicians can come from our concentrated efforts. Contact your Napa representative to learn more or log into member.napaautocare.com and get started. Hey, don't forget to follow me on social media and subscribe to my Carm Capriotto YouTube page. Hey, now, let's go get marketing smart. Hey, a warm welcome to three really great friends, Kim Walker, Brian Walker, and J.R. Portman. Hi, guys.
Hello.
Hi. Hey, we're here at the ASTE event. It's been, I think many of you know, it's been a couple of years since we've had this post-pandemic get-together, old hometown. I mean, Kim, I haven't seen you in a dog's
24 years.
A dog age, I know. And although we chat an awful lot. And Shopware is sponsoring me to be here. So happy to have them as a great partner. So guys, what brings you down here to North Carolina? I know your motorhome, but you're teaching.
We are teaching. Yeah.
Cool.
Yep. Absolutely.
I looked up the title of your class: Using Integration to Supercharge Your Existing Marketing. Wow. Is that the integration means other people do stuff for you?
No, integration meaning use your existing marketing to expand it and use it across the spectrum. Like, so don't just create a video and put it on YouTube. What else can you do with it?
So many of the assets that people create in their marketing are just so underutilized. Like, they don't use them in all of the places and the ways that they could use something that they've already created.
Yeah, I think I saw a lot of light bulbs go on when people realized, wait a minute, I already did a video 6 months ago and I posted it on Facebook and I didn't realize that I can do some pull quotes from that video. I can create a whole bunch of social media posts. I can put that in an ad. I can put that in my email campaign. It should be in a blog on my website, so on and so forth. So it was all about just expanding what you're already doing, not having to recreate the wheel, recycling your content, all that.
That's beyond me. I'm sorry. I don't know what the heck you're talking about. I don't have time for this thing. I fix cars. Do I have to find a person like a Tracy? You're making my world so complicated.
No, we're making it easier. Right, JR?
Yeah, it's what she's saying is that quick work being so hard. You know, a lot of people do something and they think, I've got to do this every day and I got to do it one time. What Kim is saying is actually getting, you know, multiple mileages out of a single piece of something. And, you know, and the things we as marketers ask of our clients, we understand they don't need more stuff on their plate. So it's, you know, do something simple, something that's within your wheelhouse.
Okay.
And then let people take care of it.
What you're saying is, we're doing this for our clients. Let us come out to a seminar and share this with you. You can either do it with us or you can do it by yourself. You can do it. There's a lot of big companies that have a marketing person on staff, and they might not necessarily know the residual value of previous posts.
Yep.
Or to use a single post today and use it over a couple of days on different venues. Mm-hmm. Like you said,
absolutely,
a Facebook or a YouTube thing going on or a Twitter.
Yep.
Okay.
I'll tell you the thing that we tend to see the most is a shop that is working with a marketing agency and the agency has nothing from the shop to work with. So they're just creating this generic marketing. They need to be sending information to their marketing company, but they don't want to have to send stuff to them three times a day. When we can show them how they can create one video, for example, and then send it to the marketing company that they're working with, who can then turn it into weeks worth of content off of this one thing that they did. You know, they took 10 minutes and they created something that now the agency can use. And instead of it being generic, it is now something that the shop actually produced. You know, you're using their words. They are the actual thought leader rather than, you know, someone that's working for a marketing agency just guessing, oh, I think this might be a good thing for the shop, or I think this might be how they feel about this particular topic, so we're going to, you know, post about this or create a blog about this topic that the actual owners of the shop may or may not actually even believe in.
Yeah. But we even showed them in the class today that, you know, Brian's saying it's something really super powerful that you can create and send to the marketing company that you're working with. But even if you're doing it yourself, a lot of times, you know, we talked about it in this class today, a lot of times people, they just don't know what to talk about, whether it's social media, what do I blog about, everybody's doing video, I need to do video, I don't know what to talk about. So in this class, we also addressed just listening to your customers. We base it off the book, They Ask, You Answer by Marcus Sheridan. And if you just listen to what your customers are asking you, then they're asking these questions, you answer their question. Answer their question in the form of a video that then you can do all these things with. So the ultimately in the end, it should be making your life easier because you're answering one question and ending up with a whole month's worth of marketing content.
So if you're listening and you're a shop owner and you say, you're going to have to take me kicking and screaming over the line to do this, I'm going to suggest this. You need to find a who, not a how. So Kim is telling you basically a little bit of the how to do this, but you shouldn't be the one to do it. If it's not in your wheelhouse, your comfort zone, you need to find someone to do it for you, but you have to do it. I think the whole key here is we cannot ever walk away with the power and the value of social media and these kinds of postings. It's part of this sustainable business model.
Everybody has something that they are not good at that they have to hire things out for.
Yeah, yeah. You know. So we're not here to talk about that.
No.
Can you believe that? But that's me. I just went down a rabbit hole because I wanted to hear what you were doing. We're here to talk about never taking your foot off the brake, even if business is good. And I haven't interviewed anybody in 6 months who's told me business was bad. Mm-hmm. I always ask. It's great. It's the best summer we've ever possibly had. Or have, and hopefully it sustains and continues for all the right reasons because we've gotten so much better and good at stuff. But don't stop marketing. I mean, it's when you're at the top of your game, find Everest.
You know, we're even speaking about that from experience because I don't know if you remember this. Brian went away to this men's...
It was like a boot camp.
Like a boot camp a couple years ago. And we were doing it ourselves. We would, you know, ramp things up, get going. Sales were good, had good customers. Okay, let's slow down a little bit. Let's save some money. Let's shift gears. And he left that conference with these three words, stopping.
Stop stopping. Wow.
Stop stopping.
Wow.
Right?
Yep.
I like that.
When you get in this habit of marketing when times are bad, and then you stop when times are good, then you put yourself on this permanent roller coaster. Your business can never grow. You're the average of the highs and the lows, so it never gets better.
You know, so many people kind of put all their eggs in one basket, and so social media kind of became that thing, like, oh, I got to do social media, and I got to jump in, and now I got to do ads because it's all pay-to-play. And I mean, I fall prey to that sometimes. I feel like, you know, we run ads and then I put a social media post out there that I want to just be organic. I'm like, oh, I need to put some money behind it. Like,
yeah.
It is pulling me at that.
Weren't you the one who said don't ever boost a post on your business page? Somebody said that to me.
No, okay. I do the opposite. I say you want to boost the posts that are doing really well.
Okay.
That's kind of what I preach. So.
Yeah, because a lot of people they have this idea that, well, this post didn't do very well, so let me put some money behind it. But it's really the wrong thought process. It should be the posts that do well that you actually put the money behind so that they can do even better.
Why do you want to put money behind something that's not performing?
I have a thought.
Can't believe it.
Yeah, I know. So never take your foot off the pedal when business is great in marketing your business. If you were a company that was deeply involved in your community, A to Z, football, Girl Scouts, you name it, giving away cars, working at the community center, all of that stuff, Rotary, all the different civic clubs, you don't play when the weather's good or bad. You're committed. And so you almost want to think that any advertising or marketing for your own company should parallel your commitment to community.
I love that.
Well, and we believe that your commitment to community is also a major, it plays a major role in your marketing. Like, that's one of the ways that we built our own business, and the type of marketing that we love, especially what Kim has done, is that community involvement. For something like an auto repair shop that is, you know, they're hyper local, there is really no better way to market than to become just super well known for all of the great things that you do within your community.
And I would add that I think a lot of people equate marketing to increased car count, like I'm marketing to get new business. When business is good, your priorities change. You're no longer marketing to necessarily increase car count. That might be a lot of what's happening. Instead, everybody's got this technician problem right now, right? You just have different problems, but marketing is always the solution too. And here, you know, we're going to the classes as well and always trying to learn. And one thing that Rick White said earlier today in a class, he says, you can't coast in this industry. And he's talking about profitability and stuff like that, but it goes across the board. I was on a fishing trip with my son a couple of years ago, and I've told Brian this story before, but it resonated for me for all the business. We were fishing in southern Louisiana and catching a bunch of redfish, and this is great, you know? And it's like 20 minutes of just catching fish, you could, as soon as the lure hits the water, you catch something. So that's the time, like, man, here, hold my pole. I'm going to go get some water and take a break. And then I came back to cast, and you know the story's going. They stopped biting. And it's, well, why? And the guy says, people do that a lot. They stop casting, they think it's all good, and then the crap hits the fan, you're like, oh man, now we got to spend the time going to find another spot and whatever. So my fishing metaphor, fishing metaphors in business and stuff, is that your priorities may change, but that doesn't mean you stop doing what was working. It's almost insane to think, like, I'm going to stop doing what was working now that it's working.
Yeah, right. That's scientific. It's the law of inertia, really, right? Isn't that what we're talking about?
Yeah.
It takes so much energy, effort, and work to get, say, we always use the cruise ship, get that cruise ship going, right? If you've ever been on a cruise and you stand on deck and you watch how much is happening to cause that thing to get going in the direction. Once it's going, if things are going well. So when you stop marketing, you have to start over again. The process of setting up and restarting all the things that you had going so well is mind-boggling to think.
Anyone who would follow your shop, like your shop, and you're putting out Facebook posts, as I think, Brian, you said it was about a retention strategy. I always say the word noise, and I really mean buzz about my place, my brand, my peoples. And if somebody's scrolling, even if they don't stop, but they see, and it's like, okay, cool. There's Walker Shop, and it's a reminder. You may have a great, unbelievable post that they may stop and see because it's a video or it's something abstract they've never seen before, but it's almost like somewhere along the line, in the whatever scroll it is, you almost have to be there. And if not, where'd they go? I mean, is it possible? Then someone else shows up who placed an ad, or a postcard comes in the mail, or a friend talks about this, and it's almost like the social media buzz inside the stream allows you a perpetual touch.
It's really the same idea, even with email. I've been known to say that when you're doing email marketing, sometimes it doesn't even matter if people open the email. It's just seeing it in your inbox that reminds you that, you know, the shop that you're doing business with is there.
Yeah.
Because people will forget about you. It doesn't matter how great you are. If they go a really long time without hearing from you or without having to interact with you, and another shop opens that is a little bit closer to where they work, or, you know, just a little bit more convenient to get to for some reason, or they hear a friend saying, I took my car to this shop and it was great, they will go to that other shop. So you have to continuously remind them. The other point I want to make too is that There's a difference between marketing and advertising. And advertising is basically, here's what we do, and here's how to, you know, get in touch with us to get that done. You know, whereas marketing is about, here's who we are, here's what we believe in, here's, you know, why we are the same as you, and why you'll know, like, and trust us. You know, you want people over time to continue to build that relationship with you, to feel like they actually have that relationship with you, to know, you know, when your technicians are, you know, when they just had a baby, or the hobby that your children are doing. That's one of the things that we tend to do a lot. You know, we have a shop that we work with that their kids are big into motocross. We've got another shop that we just learned, actually, that their son races these miniature race cars. And when
he's 12 years old.
When you're sharing these things, people see it and they can now identify with you. Like, you're not just the person that's fixing the car, but you're another human being who you enjoy the same things in life that they do. And now they have that connection to you, and man, they're not going anywhere at that point. Like, they're not just a client, but they're a friend.
I got to share another quote because it's perfect for what Brian just said. Another great speaker here, Darren Barney, today said, you must turn your authentic message into a constant message. And there's no taking your foot off the gas with something like that. And and by the way, his class is about hiring. And we're talking about Mark. It's the same idea.
Right.
By the way, I'm going to interview Darren.
Are you?
Yeah.
He's a cool guy.
Yeah. I've had him on before. It's been a while.
You know, you were just talking about not taking your foot off the gas. You're not going to take your foot off the gas, but you might turn, right? We've had some customers just recently that we work with that same exact thing. Correct me if I'm wrong, JR. They've called and they're like, hey, should I slow down on my marketing? What should I do? I'm so busy. And, you know, when you're in that acquisition mode and it's all about I need business now, 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 then maybe we're going to recommend that you take that budget and you put it into Google Ads. Well, now if you're so, so, so busy, I don't know that we'd ever turn off Google Ads, but maybe it's time to really focus more on the SEO kind of thing that's long term, that's going to, you know, it's more about building your presence and that sort of thing. So we've kind of helped them shift or make a turn in their marketing.
You're absolutely right. And in one case specifically, hardcore advertising and just couldn't fit any more cars in the bays, booked out for 3 weeks, you know, that kind of thing. She's like, what do I do? I don't want to stop marketing. And her social media wasn't great. And normally we advocate, you were talking earlier about being everywhere all the time. Omnichannel marketing is one of those buzzwords. Google calls it micro moments. Like, just little people spend little bits of time and they see you here, they see you there, and we love being everywhere all at once. Well, they were not utilizing social media at all, and just so happened they're, of course, looking for new techs because they're so busy.
Hey, Carm here. Are you presenting your business as a great place to work? We'll find out why you need to start. Hi, Carm here, and I want to talk to you about the NAPA Auto Care Center program for health insurance. We've all heard the reports about the rising cost of health insurance, but you'll be happy to know I'm here with really good news. The NAPA Insurance Center is now offering the NAPA National Health Program, and it's saving NAPA Auto Care Centers and their employees money, lots of money. In fact, in the first 90 days following the launch of the program, NAPA stores and auto care centers and their employees saved over $2.7 million. That's all thanks to the NAPA Insurance Center's partnership with United Healthcare. It gives auto care centers access to the national large group rates on medical insurance with premiums discounted up to 30%. Now, these rates are based on the collective purchasing potential of 22,500 NAPA locations, including both NAPA Auto Parts stores and NAPA Auto Care Centers. And listen to this. The news just keeps getting better. You can choose from four excellent United Healthcare medical plans with varying levels of coverage and deductibles to meet a range of needs. All plans are PPOs, preferred provider organizations, with comprehensive coverage. Because of the NAPA Insurance Center's partnership with Aflac, you can have access to supplemental insurance benefits, including disability, accident, hospital, and more, all at a NAPA-only discount, up to 35%. The NAPA Benefits Center can help you with other group benefits, too, including group life insurance, retirement, HSAs, and more. NAPA's National Health Benefit Program is just one of the many reasons to become part of the NAPA Auto Care family, the largest network of independent automotive repair shops in the country. Talk to your servicing NAPA store. For more detailed information about the Napa National Health Program, visit the Napa Benefits Center at www.napabenefitscenter.com or call the Napa Benefits Center at 844-627-2123. I've been wanting to say this so long. If the bays are full, JR, and we want to shift, let's shift to this campaign. Mm-hmm. We are a great place to work.
Exactly. And yep. That's what we did.
And I want you to hear this if you're listening. When a moment happens, when a great review comes in, a team member reaches a goal and they want to share the fact that they bought their first or second or third car, their first home or their first baby, you can announce that stuff with the signature line, "We are a great place to work." And I say that because the buzz or the noise that needs to get out into the community about who knows someone that was looking for a job, a dealer, tech, a college student. Where are we going to find our people in our industry if we don't create the buzz about it?
Yeah.
And then if someone wants that, says, go talk to Brian. And then all of a sudden somebody walks in and he's your next apprentice. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Or he's a journeyman that you've been praying for years. Because you're a great place to work.
I want to be super clear about one point because we're talking about shifting away from advertising to doing this other thing. It's always a good time to be talking about your culture, whether or not you're hiring.
I'm with you.
That's one of the best marketing things we can do, and it's the most authentic thing. You've got to actually do it for it to work. If you're not a shop that gives a crud about culture, then it's not going to work. But talking about that stuff on social media and just living it is one of the most effective things to attracting both clients and future employees.
And we just did another podcast with you not long ago, Brian and I, where we were talking specifically about how your marketing is no longer focused entirely on attracting new customers, but your marketing is attracting a new technician, a service advisor, whatever it might be, because I taught a class this morning, and then the three of us took three different classes, and every class people are talking about hiring. Because it is a huge thing in the industry right now.
Maybe we talked about that great place to work on your episode.
I
never forgot it.
Mm-hmm.
I never forgot it.
And we've been using it.
Well, cool. And I have not, and I've told it to as many people as I possibly can because I don't know what to do next. I don't know have you told anybody that you have a great place to work? You're struggling. Craigslist mm-hmm. and all these Indeeds and all these services that are out there. Who knows you're a really great place to work at? Who really knows? Oh, your peoples, mm-hmm. not your community.
Yep. So like JR said, we don't stop marketing. We just shift gears.
Yeah. And I think, the theme might be getting away from thinking of this association of marketing is only getting new clients. And I think taking yourself away from that and everything else you talk about is like, are you telling people what a great shop you are is really should be the point.
Mm-hmm.
And then that will carry over to your true advertising, as Brian was saying earlier.
Yep.
Noise and reputation, it seems to me, if you're so busy and you want to do a shift in your marketing or your advertising, then build reputation. Be building the reputation. Anytime I would see an ad for a place that I frequent or I trust to take care of my vehicle, and I'm good with you guys. But don't give me a reason to go taste the food at the new restaurant.
Absolutely.
Keep building your reputation with me online.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Yeah, and not to use fear as a motivator either, but people are always, we see it with our clients, and people are always lurking. Other shops are always looking. If they're not stopping doing the marketing and stuff, and you are, well, that's not good for business.
Yeah, JR, my competitor down the road, is kind of slowing down, so we're... Mm-hmm. Either we're going to ramp up because we noticed that. We haven't seen anything in the feed from in our community from JR's place. Well, let's ramp up. And if you're consistently out there to a point, you may keep someone aback a little.
No. I've only been here today for about 5 hours, and I've had three people tell me, oh, I saw your Facebook. I don't know who these people are, and I thought no one was watching. But I saw your video.
Yeah.
I saw your email. We heard that this morning. Like, that's pretty cool.
Cool.
You know, there are people are definitely paying attention. When you stop, that's when that consistency breaks. people, I mean, you can't help it. They're like, what happened? They were doing this? Or is something wrong with their business? Do they not care anymore? I don't know, whatever. You don't want to leave questions like that out there.
The reason why we're talking about this right now is because most shops are doing well. Like, we're in this, you know, this time right now where you go to a new car lot and you can't buy a new car because there are none. You know, so people are, they're hanging on to their cars, they're maintaining them. There's all kinds of reasons right now why the auto repair industry is doing very well. But it's not going to last just on its own. This is not going to keep up forever. At some point, there is going to be a slowdown. And this is more than just about marketing. This is about marketing. It's about working with your coaches. It's about becoming a better business person. It's about investing back into your business and, you know, making sure that you have the tools and equipment that you need to work on the newest cars. It is about not taking your foot off the gas. You should always be trying to make your business into a better business, because what's going to happen is when things do slow down, which they will, the shops that have continued to make themselves into a better business, or, you know, the people who have made themselves better business people, they are going to be the ones that are going to succeed. And the shops that were killing it right now, or felt like they were killing it, they're going to be the ones that all of a sudden they have no cars to work on.
So if I advertise to grow share and the chips finally get put into those new cars, and then it takes 6 months to do that, 5 months to fill the marketplace, we're back into spring. Let's just play some timing. The share that I have been building, even if there becomes the new normal, the hybrid work from home, work at the office thing, more miles, more not, I can't help but think that what happened for the last 17 months will immediately go away. I think people are still going to travel in their cars. I mean, the airline industry is still suffering with the hundreds of thousands a day aren't traveling like they used to. And they have invested in their vehicle at this particular wonderful time of our year. They put a lot of money in it because they know there's not a vehicle. They put thousands in their vehicle. Why would they go out and buy a new car when the old one is treating them nice and they've saved some money? Maybe an economic issue. You know, people buy a new car. We don't see that for 3 to 4 years. Mm-hmm. And maybe we've done the right thing to convince a person to invest in that extremely reliable and safe vehicle, because that's why you come here and you do that. So stay away from that stuff and stay here. I think if you fixed the car that needed fixing, you've built that relationship, no matter how it balances out, your business will still be ahead of the... It may not be up 20%, but it sure will be up 10, and 10 will be great, right? Compared to the threes and fives we were earning pre-pandemic. I just think this could last a long time. I think the coaching, I think the networking, I think the training is making the better people better, and the people that are just starting to open their eyes and realize that there is knowledge to gain, ideas to implement. It's almost like I feel a revolution of positivity and change in growing businesses. Well, what happens when the bottom falls out? That will be up to you.
If you go back to when the bottom fell out at the beginning of COVID, there was a panic, but with shops that knew, because coaches had been telling them, they had been hearing, you need to have a good website, you need to be using Google Ads, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that. They weren't using it, which is why we suddenly did so well last year in our business, because so many people were like, oh crap, I've got to get a good website where people can book their appointments online. I need to do this, I need to do that. On the flip side of that, you had lots of shops who very quickly were doing very well because why? They had all that in place. So if, when, whatever the proverbial bottom falls out, it's going to come back to just like it did at the beginning of COVID. Who has their crap straight? Who's doing what they should be doing? Who's taken the advice of the coaches that they have and the trainers and the events that they're going to? So I think it's, we're still going to be in the same situation where, do you have the marketing measures in place and have you been doing them, or did you put your foot on the brakes and stop doing what you should have been doing all along.
I love your positivity, though, Carm. That's awesome. Like a revolution, man. I like the feel of that.
That's me. I mean, I'm a positive thinking person. I always see the brightness in everything.
That's why we're such good friends. Brian calls me Pollyanna.
Oh, okay. I'll be Pollyanna, too. To your point about the foundation of the business, if it was really good pre-COVID, then you survived and grew. And if you weren't, you're growing, but nowhere near the rest of the industry. And if it taught you something, then go back and build the foundation going forward so you can be up there, you know, unrivaled success and profitability, and learn everything that you need to learn and go to every site, get training for your people and buy the right equipment and get the right software and hire a marketing company. And I mean, it goes on and on. Well, I can't do that. It costs too much. Costs too much not to. And that's probably the 2000th thing we've ever said on our podcast for all these years. You know, part of this dialogue is we're talking about foundation of marketing. Don't take your foot off the pedal. We may have done that for 2 months, you know, March and maybe April and maybe a little bit of May. But when we all stop to realize one thing, that we were essential, I think the word essential drove an aorta around the industry and started to realize, oh my God, we are one of the most important things out there. Let's act that way.
I like that a lot. And you know, we've been getting a lot out of these classes, but Rick White was talking about, like, we've all got these destinations and financial goals and things like that, but he says you don't ever really want to reach that. And I think part of not taking your foot off the gas is like, wow, we're all of a sudden doing well. Maybe we move our goal further. Like, what's our next benchmark?
Oh, that's good.
How can we be better? And maybe, I mean, that's personally, that's a scary in my own life. If I'm, oh man, I'm going to reach the weight I want or whatever.
Right.
Well, what is next for the industry? And that's what your revolution talk makes me think about that.
Did we change the world here today?
I hope so.
Probably a little bit.
Brian? Did we kick any butt here? Somebody, get somebody off top dead center?
If people will really listen to what it is that we said, absolutely.
Hey guys, thank you so much for being here. Kim and Brian Walker and J.R. Portman from Shop Marketing Pros. ShopMarketingPros.com?
Yep, that's it.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for having us.
Good. Thanks, guys.
Thanks for being on board to listen and learn from the premier automotive aftermarket podcast. Until next time.